So you might be going on a girls' trip. I guess you are.
Yes, I'm going on a girls' trip.
Women in a hotel.
Yes,
and you're not
yes.
comfortable prancing around naked.
No, absolutely not. Here's the thing. I have a group of girls getting together for this trip in a room with a queen-size bed and then a queen-size bed. Like two queen-size beds side by side. And I don't have a problem sharing a bed with any of my friends, male or female. Mm-hmm. If we're friends, we're friends.
Yeah, that's a problem, right.
However, I refuse to share a bed with a naked friend.
Okay. Like, you, I hear you. I wouldn't want, if I was sleeping with a dude and it's not
my
anything.
My two friends who will be sharing the other queen size bed are married.
Okay.
They're lesbians.
Okay, but they're together, so no big deal.
In the other bed would be me and my friend Stormy.
Uh-huh.
And she does not like to sleep in clothes. Like, she hates being restricted while she sleeps. Now, we can share a room. Like, we've shared a room many times.
No problem.
But you have to have your own bed if you're sleeping naked.
Yeah.
But if you're sleeping with me...
clothes.
You must...
clothes.
And there are restrictions. I want you to have on a nightgown and undies.
Both?
Or pajamas.
How about just
nightgown? You can pick nightgown and undies or pajamas.
I
don't want to be rolling around in whatever.
What are you rolling around?
Whatever you're in the sheets with.
What do you think's happening there?
I don't
know. But
you know I have germ issues.
Okay, so like I would...
People pass gas in their sleep. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that happens. I want some type of barrier fabric between you and me.
Like, I wouldn't care if the guy had no shirt on.
Okay.
I prefer some pants. I mean, not even some underwear or something.
What?
like at least underwear. But it's not even like
wait,
a...
what? So if you, let's say, it's work trip. It's me. It's you. It's JD.
Yeah.
It's Liz. Me and Liz are over here in this bed.
Yeah, and I'm over there in the other bed with JD.
And both of you just have on your underpants.
I'm okay.
No
with
shirts.
It. Yes, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're wearing unders, then I think you're cool.
So then you and Matt can share a bed as long as you are wearing underwear.
It's not
but you got a problem with me wanting underwear.
Well, yeah, but I would think just a top, because a nightshirt goes all the way past.
No, a nightgown.
Okay, well, I'm thinking.
They're short nightgowns.
Okay, well, I'm saying if a nightgown went down to the knees, I don't see the point of the underwear in a woman then. Maybe it's my thoughts that are running away with me.
Because that's too much work for you? Like, what?
But I'm saying things
doesn't
are covered.
Doesn't he also dress like Winnie the Pooh when left unattended?
Yes! Yeah. Yes! Yes! Yes!
True.
Top only.
Top right. only. In the real world, yeah, I would do. I'd do that. But would you bother you if someone, if you were clothed? I mean, you're sleeping with a girlfriend and she's a naked person?
If she's a naked person, yes. I think if we're next to each other, we need a top and a bottom. Now, the bottom coverage can vary, but I need some sort of coverage, top and bottom.
Thank you.
Even if it's bra and underwear, tank top and pants, it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
But some sort of cloth.
And so
barrier?
I don't want, like, so when I made it clear that I was not, like, I would share, I'm okay with us getting this room.
Right.
But I will not share a bed with Stormy unless she wears something to bed.
Yeah.
The answer I got back in the group chat was, well, I guess we all have our limits. It's not about a limit.
You got hangups, man.
It's about us. Sanitary germ.
Oh, it's not.
It's
there's
a limit.
No germs.
That's a limit.
What kind of germs are on boobs? Come on. I've tried for years to find out.